This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some hospitals around the United States continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday reported an increase of more than 81,000 new cases, while the number of deaths had risen by more than 1,000. Task Force member and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus cases were rising in 47 states and patients were overwhelming hospitals across the country. The White House Coronavirus Task Force Thursday warned of a persistent and broad spread of COVID-19 in the western half of the United States, and its members urged aggressive mitigation measures to curb the infections. The hardest hit areas include a number of battleground states that will play an important role in Tuesday's U.S. presidential election as Republican President Donald Trump seeks a second term against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the situation has gotten so bad in places like El Paso, Texas, that officials have ordered a two-week shutdown of non-essential activities.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In France, some doctors expressed relief, but business owners despaired as it prepared to shut down again for a month to try to put the brakes on the fast-moving coronavirus. Shoppers at a Paris farmers market said that they were ready to restrict their freedoms given the rising number of virus-related deaths and COVID patients filling French hospitals. The new measures are set to come into effect midnight. Schools are allowed to remain open in this new lockdown, which is gentler than what France saw in the spring, but still a shock to restaurants and other businesses ordered to close their doors in one of the world's biggest economies. The European Union will finance a transfer of patients across borders within the bloc to prevent hospitals from getting overwhelmed as COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations spike. After a video conference of EU leaders to discuss the health crisis Thursday, the head of the EU Commission said the EU executive had made available 220 million euros to move COVID-19 patients across borders. At the meeting, leaders agreed to better coordinate efforts to battle the virus as infections in Europe exceeded 10 million. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says that he will not buy a possible Chinese coronavirus vaccine that's being trialed in Sao Paulo, adding that this was crazy for countries to start locking down again to control second waves of the virus. Last week, Brazil's right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, disavowed a decision by his health minister to put and buy 46 million doses of a vaccine from China's biotech called CoronaVac, saying, "We will not buy the Chinese vaccine." Bolsonaro also hit at any new lockdown measures as crazy. The president, U.S. president's executive order on diversity training is now facing a lawsuit. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Three civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's executive order that prohibits federal agencies, contractors, and grant recipients from offering certain diversity training. The complaint was filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. by the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the National Urban League, and the National Fair Housing Alliance. The lawsuit argues Trump's order violates free speech rights and hinders efforts to address systemic race and sex discrimination. Trump signed the executive order last month. In a statement, the Labor Department says it is confident it will prevail in the lawsuit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And again, just recapping top stories, some hospitals around the United States do continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. The CDC said on Thursday that an increase of more than 81,000 new cases is dramatically impacting the number of hospitals in the United States. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.